While dolphins found with microplastics in their breath. For the first time, scientists have found evidence that marine mammals could be inhaling microplastics, according to new research that detected the potentially harmful particles in the breath of bottlenose dolphins off the coasts of Louisiana and Florida. Microplastics are small pieces of plastic defined as less than 5 millimeters long that have been linked to adverse effects on human and animal health in earlier studies. Previous research has discovered the tiny particles present in marine mammals' tissues from exposure through consumption and then movement from the digestive tract into other organs. However, the new study published on October 16, 2024, is the first to explore inhalation as a viable route for cetaceans to be exposed to microplastics. We found that dolphins may be breathing in microplastics even if they live in rural areas away from high levels of human activity. This demonstrates that these particles are everywhere, regardless of urbanization and human development, said co-lead author Miranda Seelbach, an environmental scientist and instructor of public health at the College of Charleston in South Carolina. Airborne microplastics have been found all over the globe, even in the Arctic and other remote locations, Seelbach said. We know that plastics have contaminated virtually every part of the globe, so contamination in wildlife seems almost inevitable. Scientists studying marine mammals and microplastic consumption have long speculated that inhalation was a way in which cetaceans could acquire microplastics in their bodies, similar to how humans have also been found to breathe in the small particles. Now we can say with confidence that it is, said Greg Merrill, a researcher and a doctoral student in ecology at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. It opens a myriad of inquiries into the consequences of such an exposure. To test the dolphins' breath, the researchers took samples from 11 wild bottlenose dolphins, 6 from Barataria Bay in Louisiana, and 5 from Sarasota Bay in Florida. During catch and release health assessments in May and June 2023, the study team held up petri dishes to the mammal's blowhole, through which dolphins inhale and exhale. After examining the dishes under a microscope, the scientists found that each dolphin exhaled at least 1 microplastic particle. The types of plastic found in the dolphins were similar to those observed in previous human inhalation studies, with the most common being polyester, a plastic commonly used in clothing, Seelbach said. Merrill pointed to a November 2022 study that estimated large whales can consume up to 10 million microplastics each day. Confirmation that cetaceans inhale microplastics as well as consume them means that our estimates of total microplastic exposure to this species are underestimated, he added. Microplastics within the ocean are flung into the atmosphere through wave activity. So it's possible that other marine mammals that breathe at the surface, such as dolphins, could be exposed to the particles as well. Bottlenose dolphins have a long lifespan, at least 40 years in the wild, with some populations staying in the same areas year-round. Resident dolphin pods can be useful in detecting disturbances in their local environment and can also provide more information for humans who swim in the same waters, eat the same species of fish, and live along the coast. This is an important finding, but is rather unsurprising owing to the ubiquity of microplastics in the environment, Merrill said. He and his co-authors discovered plastic debris in the water has an acoustic signature similar to that of a dead squid, the primary prey for certain whale species that use sound waves to hunt for food. We share much of our physiology with marine mammals and consume much of the seafood they eat, so this research has considerable implications for human health, he added.